Now let me move on. I'm reading now at verse 38. Of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. Now, what promise is it that they did not receive? God made many promises, and many of them received the promises that He made to them. But the promise is that God has promised He'd raise them, and there'd be a kingdom established here on this earth. They have not received that promise, because God today is calling out a people to His name, as He says here in Hebrews, of bringing many sons home to glory. And we're told here the reason for that. They've all obtained a good witness, a good report through faith. They received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us. And He had us in mind. Wasn't that gracious of Him? That they without us should not be made perfect. And God today is very patiently calling a people out of this world to His name. That's the church. And until that church is completed, He's just going to keep calling them out. Because I think He's calling many out of this world in which we live. And that's what we have here. Now, you have the world and the worth of faith. Now, let me say this, and I hope I'll not be misunderstood. It's been my privilege in my ministry up to the present hour to have spoken to a great many young people. When I was a young preacher, I was known as a young people's speaker. And I have been to young people's conferences and been with them. And as I got older, I found out I was a little impatient with them, but they still invite me. Just recently, I've spoken to over 1,000 of them in one session, and I've had several sessions with the group, and I have invitations to go and speak to many groups that I'm not able to accept the invitation. Now, I say all of this that I may make this statement, and the statement is this, and I don't want to be misunderstood. And you listen very carefully to it. I do not want to hear the testimony of a young person who's been saved a week or 3 months. Somebody says, wait a minute, you read letters from folk like that. Yes, I do. I rejoice in it. Don't misunderstand. I got a letter from a party that told me about a man that accepted the Lord Jesus under my ministry in about 1943, right here in Pasadena, California, where I live now. He died, and he had a marvelous testimony given to him at the funeral of what a wonderful man of faith that he was. You see, what I'd like to say to the young person, and I said to a group the other day, they went out to witness, and they told about how many accepted Christ, and they said, isn't that wonderful, Dr. McGee? I said, well, it'll be wonderful if 3 years from today or 30 years from today, you could come back to me and say that they all lived and these all died by faith. You see, I've come to this place now, and I'd like to finish this chapter on this note here because it's a very important note. Some people think faith is something that's untried. Faith is something that you can't really be sure of, that it doesn't really rest upon a foundation. Friends, here are a company of witnesses. Many of them live long lives. They live by faith, and they found out that it worked. Now, today, and again, let me be personal here in closing, I do not give apologetic messages. I was asked to speak to a group of young people not too long ago. This was another group, and they suggested that I bring a message or two on proving the Bible is the Word of God. And I said to that party, I said, I don't think I'll bring messages like that. I don't bring apologetic messages anymore. I just bring messages from the Bible. I let the Holy Spirit do that. And so I went and spoke to this group, and I didn't attempt to prove to them the Bible's the Word of God. I just preached the Word of God to them. And I have, from that group now, 6 letters from members of that group telling how their faith was strengthened. Now, my friend, may I say this to you today, and I want to say it to you very candidly, I don't need to have the Bible proved to me right now. You don't have to tell me about how wonderful faith is. You don't have to tell me whether this thing works. I don't believe it works. I know it works. You know how I know it? I'm an old man now. I've been at this a long time. And I want to say to you, it works. And I know it works. You see, even when they made the airplane and the thing flew off, there were those who said that they didn't believe it. Couldn't believe their eye. Well, there are a lot of folk today that are just as blind as a bat spiritually. They say, well, you know, I want it proven to me. My friend, if you are honest and were willing to put away the sin in your life and turn to Jesus Christ and trust Him as Savior, I'd like to talk to you 3 years from today. I think then that nobody need to prove to you anything. You know it works. And there are multitudes around us right now, and many of you that are listening in, and say amen to what we have said. You already know faith works. It's operated. It's real. It's something that's genuine. My friend, why don't you get with it? Why don't you get out of the realm of make-believe today and come into the realm of reality and find out what Jesus Christ can really do for your life. Until next time, may God richly bless you, my beloved.